Get it together.
Oh, God.
We're live on the radio right now.
Hi, everybody. It's Mike from This Awful Podcast, the awful podcast that you're currently listening to. Today, we've got two clips for you that we recorded a while ago. One of them is about Chris's brief flirtation with Scientology, and the other one is one where we discuss a random Flat Earth guy's horrible song on YouTube. And that's not all. We've also got one classic clip from the one where we got owned. Yep, we got owned pretty good. So enjoy these clips, and we will talk to you next time, whenever that is. Bye-bye.
It does kind of bother me when I find out somebody's a Scientologist.
The only one that's really bothered me is Beck. I'm just kind of like, how? Really? Beck?
I thought
Beck dropped out of eighth grade to make fucking
right.
Like, what the fuck?
So I didn't know that he dropped out of eighth grade. But I also didn't know that
Scientology is cool.
Have you heard of the podcast Disgraceland? It's hit or miss for me, but it's a music podcast. But it's like it mixes music with true crime.
Behind the Music meets Serial or something.
The Disgraceland podcast did an episode on Beck and the Scientology thing. Church of Scientology made him take it down. They sicked their lawyers on him and made them take it down. I feel like they might have leveraged some sort of libel or slander law or whatever. Like,
it's,
you know,
so hard to fucking prove that. And most people are just... Not only do you have to prove that it was, like, false and knowingly false, it was, like, shared fucking maliciously. I used to be obsessed with Scientology.
Yeah?
I remember really thinking, like, if the world wasn't so fucked up. It was, like, during the Bush years, I was, like, and I could just kind of, like, investigate random shit and the government was fine. I would have been obsessed with just exposing Scientology. They're so weird and so insane. Did I ever tell you about the time I went to in DuPont Circle in D.C.? They have this massive Scientology building.
No.
In this old kind of Victorian house. Not unsimilar to the one that they have in Boston. But DuPont Circle is kind of like this very liberal, like, kind of
where
neighborhood
in
D.C.
Where in D.C. is that?
It's its own, it's on the red line in the northwest.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's on the red line. At the time, I was on some fucking fad diet. I was juicing. I was like just juicing for like 5 days as a juice cleanse. I had heard about this and thought it was interesting. I actually felt pretty great. And in retrospect, I was probably just like a manic psycho because I was like, my body was flipping out about not eating for 3 days. But so,
oh yeah, you've told me about that actually.
And I was like, oh yeah, hell yeah. And I'm like, you know, after a long day of work, go up to DuPont Circle, walk around. I mean, it was a cool neighborhood. And I walk by the Scientology building and it's like open house. Come in anytime. And just something in me was like, yep, now it's time to go. Let's go. And I was just like, we're going to the Scientology open house. And I walk in and like, I want to learn about Scientology. And, like, it seemed like everyone there was like, this kid is like, not worth it.
Get out of here.
And I started, they had a bunch of shit for, like, L. Ron Hubbard. Like, pictures of him. And, like, here's L. Ron Hubbard, like, selling his wife. Or a photo of that, you know. And so I'd be like, oh, you know, L. Ron, I know L. Ron Hubbard. And they were definitely like, oh, he fucking knows L. Ron Hubbard. Like, I was like 20 years old and I could tell that they were like, oh, this is not good, it's not good, it's not good. And then they finally set me up with a guy who was about my age. And he's like, oh, I want to show you a video. Like, come on down. So we go into this basement of this Victorian house. And I got to be honest, man, you're in the basement of a Scientology fucking facility.
Oh, boy.
I'm a little, on edge about this.
Yeah.
But I'm also like, this will be really funny to talk about later on, so I'm going to do it. I watched this whole thing. It's like a 40-minute video. At no point does anyone say what Scientology means or what it believes in or anything like that. It's just about how Scientology would change your life, connect you with people, and all this shit. And I will never forget this. I'm in this darkened room, like it's a movie theater, and there's a projector. This guy who looks like he was the host of Unsolved Mysteries back in the day starts kind of like walking toward the camera and looking really intensely at you. And he's like, after you've watched all this shit about Scientology, oh, no problem. Do you want to forget Scientology? You can walk right out of here. No problem. Of course. You could also blow your brains out. And I was like, what the fuck? I was... Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Are you fucking
serious? Yeah, we could pull it up right now, man.
Holy shit.
I remember being fucking floored out of my mind. I was like 20 years old, and I was like, oh my god, they're gonna fucking murder me. Like the most of the video was totally like expected and kind of normal, just like, oh, religious propaganda, and then they throw this at the end. And it is, I was in a dark room by myself, and I was honestly scared.
All right, so I found Scientology leaked orientation video, quote, or you could blow your brains out.
There we go.
So, looks like a little Men in Black type figure about to come into focus.
If you leave this room after seeing this film and walk out and never mention Scientology again, you are perfectly free to do so. It would be stupid, but you can do it. You can also dive off a bridge or blow your brains out. That is your choice. But if you don't walk out that way, if you continue with Scientology, we will be very happy with you. And you will be very happy with you. You will have proven that you are a friend of yours.
Wow.
Honestly, in the context of the movie, I was like, I need to get the fuck out of here right. I was like scared to death.
Wow.
Oh, you can leave Scientology. You could blow your brains out too. And I'm like, I'm just going to go instead.
Jesus Christ.
And this kid was like, you know, I used to paint my fingernails, trying to relate to me. You know, so I used to paint my fingernails black. And I'm like wearing a tweed jacket and being a little like shithead K Street like DC intern. That's why I was there.
I only came here on a whim.
Yeah, like
here as a joke.
I'm definitely here to make fun of you 15 years later, bro.
We are no joke.
It was like a Mormon dude being like, oh, no problem, dude. I used to listen to fucking Alkaline Trio. I totally get it. That was like, what? Just like, okay, cool. And after he showed me the video, and after I got braver, I didn't think they were actually going to kill me. I was like, oh, so are we going to do like an e-meter or what?
Oh yeah, that's right.
And they
the little lie detector thing.
Yeah. So if you don't know, it's like this fake science they have where you hold these two metal rods, and it supposedly reads something, but.
Read how pure your thoughts are.
Well, so it's supposed to measure thetans.
Yes.
Yeah, and they're supposed to be associated with bad thoughts.
People give billions of dollars to this organization.
So much money to it, dude. Even an e-meter is like $800. So it's like, can I see an e-meter? Like, I kind of played it like I'm really interested, and I kind of know a lot. Yeah. And so they did do an e-meter thing, and like I did it, and yeah, I held them both, and they're like, oh, think about stuff, and it was completely independent of anything I was thinking. It was just fluctuating, because the only thing I was thinking was like, this is hilarious. And it was like, mwah, and
you've got some energy in there.
Yeah, and the kid was like, what are you thinking about right now? And I'm like, oh, my family. And he's like, oh, that must be stressful. And I'm like, wow, that's really perceptive that someone's family. And I'm like, holy shit, dude, you've really cracked the fucking code on this one.
Wow.
And I wasn't even thinking of my family. I was thinking of nothing. I just didn't want to get murdered in the fucking church. So I was like, oh, I'm thinking of my family.
Damn.
Hey. Honestly, when I was a kid, like I was obsessed with it. I couldn't believe it was a real organization that got so much leeway to do shit. Church of Scientology is one of the most notoriously litigious organizations, if not outright criminal, when they conducted one of the most if not the greatest wiretapping, illegal wiretapping operation in the history of the United States, when they were wiretapping the fucking, I think, IRS, right? To figure out, I think it was called Operation Snow White. Normal religion shit. Totally when you have normal. Operation Snow White, totally. Like you're fucking Marxist guerrillas. Yeah, Operation Snow White. Got to figure out what the IRS is going to do to make David Miscavige less money. You know what? Fuck Scientologists. Now I'm angry, Michael.
Oh, boy.
Have you ever fucked with a Scientologist in public? They get mad. And I'm like, guess what, bitch? No way you're winning this one. So come the fuck at me. They're trained to do it. You can tell they're just, like, ready for it. And, of course, they should be trained for it. Because, like, anyone who is remotely literate in the past 20 years has probably got a slight indication that that's an incredibly fascist and sin organization. So I'm just like, oh, Scientology, cool. I'll be like, what did you say? What did you say? Say it again. Say it again. Especially in Nashville. They had a big Scientology thing down there.
Really?
Yeah, and they chased me down the sidewalk and they were like, say it again. Like I was like a Nazi. And I was like, Scientology is fucking bullshit. Now leave me the fuck alone. That's like where I had to get.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was like, yeah, it's bullshit. And if you fuck with me more, I'll punch you out. That's where we're at. Like, now, fuck off.
Now I want to go hassle Scientologists outside the building in Boston.
Oh, it's honestly, man. Like,
we should go do that. Let's get one of them on the pod.
I will never forget that. Someone handed me a brochure and that I wasn't even trying to be a shithead, actually, now that I'm remembering this more clearly. They handed me a pamphlet and I was just like, whatever. And I was with my girlfriend and I was like, ah, fucking Scientologists. And I guess it was loud enough for them to hear. And it was like, I was swarmed.
Wow, you got sea-lioned by Scientologists.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, really? Like, because I will... Yeah, sure. What's up?
Excuse me. I noticed that you had an opinion about Scientologists.
After we handed you a pamphlet on Scientology.
Perhaps you'd like to elaborate.
It was really like that, yeah. And I was just like...
Wow.
I was seriously like, get the fuck away from
me. That is fucked up, man. That's fucked up.
They were so aggressive. I couldn't believe it.
They're a very dangerous organization, but they also have a lot of money, so...
But the thing is that they're... losing a shitload of money. I bet they might be out of business in 10 years.
Yeah, you think so?
When I first got interested in them, they were very powerful, and now I would, like, I don't think anyone takes them seriously.
How can you?
Yeah.
Like, with all this information out about them, how can you take them seriously? I mean, only the true believers would take them seriously.
It thrived, I think, in a pre-internet environment, and then like once the internet was kind of like, oh, look at all this shit, and
it's crazy to see the ISIS level production of like some of their propaganda.
The
you know?
Full video was crazy, and it had people like John Travolta and Tom Cruise in it. And at the end, it's like, oh, you could fucking blow your brains out. Yeah. I remember
they say it's so cavalier,
like
so cavalierly.
Someone,
they say
someone have a gun in here. Yeah, like I was seriously like, this is fucking scaring the shit out of me. We're watching this in the comfort of my living room. I'm in the basement of a Scientology church,
but even
alone with one guy.
But even seeing that though, that is fucking chilling. Like I had goosebumps on my arm, like watching that.
I couldn't believe it was real. I felt like it was something I would have made up as a joke as a Scientology video. And it
yeah,
was like,
that seems like a satirical video there.
They were like, oh, this guy seems like a questionable possible troll. Let's show him like the heavy shit.
Yeah, let's really scare him.
And then he was like, oh, I used to paint my fingernails. And I was like, wow, you're a fucking, whoa, what are you, you wild ass?
Yeah.
What are you doing? You crazy man.
well-known flat earther Nathan Thompson has been arrested for disorderly conduct. The reason being, he stood outside an elementary school yelling at the children to come closer so he could hand them flat earth pamphlets and tell them the earth is flat.
I don't know who this guy is, but sounds like he's a known crackpot on YouTube. He has a song called Red Pilling the Youth.
Okay.
You're live. All right, this is a song I wrote. It's called Red Pill the Youth.
Yes.
Just want to play it for you guys.
Cool.
Now that I think I got the lyrics down.
Of your own song.
Water seeks its level. That's a scientific fact. Evolving from a monkey, you can kick rocks with that. I'm telling all the kids, Earth is flat. Space is fake, it's just cartoons. Research that.
It's just cartoons? What the fuck?
God said he made the earth in 6 days. Skies are signs and seasons, we're not blasting through space. I'm telling all the kids that the earth doesn't move. Red pill the youth, it's my new groove. And tell me why we can see bubbles in space. Acting not to lie, you can see it on their face.
Wow, what a tarantula.
And test Earth yourself, see what you can prove.
Sure, I'll test Earth.
I did as flat, so red pill the youth.
Oh, you don't need to, because he did.
Yeah. Wow.
And we all live in a yellow submarine, and the wheel in the sky keeps on turning, and the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head tell him Earth spinning around. Test Earth myself, I can prove I did his flat, so red pill the youth. Yeah.
So
that's it. Love you guys.
That's it.
Thanks for watching.
So the structure of that song was just A, right?
Pretty much.
Three chords.
Verse.
It's cool he strikes the guitar at every downbeat.
Oh, it's awesome.
I've never
Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
Probably because it sounds like shit. Red pill the youth.
Best comment. Pretty bad, brother.
Yeah, that's devastating.
The brother. Pretty bad, brother. A little less cringy at 1.5 speed. Interesting.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll listen to that. A little less cringy. Still cringy.
You're live. All right, this is a song I wrote. It's called Red Pill the Youth. Just want to play it for you guys. Now that I think I got the lyrics down.
It's a 1.5 speed.
Water seeks its level. That's a scientific fact. Evolving from a monkey, you can kick rocks with that.
Kick rocks with that.
Yeah, owning.
I'm telling all the kids, Earth is flat.
Yeah, it is better and faster, yeah.
Space is fake, it's just cartoons. Research that.
We can make it like a little punk ballad.
God said he made the earth in 6 days.
Skies for suns and seasons, we're not blasting through space. I'm telling all the kids that the earth doesn't move.
Actually, that does kind of slap a little bit.
Yeah. This
is my new groove.
This is new groove, man.
And tell me why we can see bubbles in space. Acting not to lie, you can see it on the face.
Man, this guy sucks. I love that pretty bad, brother. Fuck, that's so good. No punctuation, nothing. Just pretty bad, brother. Wow, that's fucking funny, man.
Can't wait to research how space is just a cartoon.
All right, Chris, who do we have tonight? We have a very special guest tonight.
Tonight we have an old nemesis of mine who wanted to come on the show. Very brave of him to do that. Total reason. Folks might remember this guy, Adam Eggers. He was around for a long time, about a year ago. Kind of in my mentions an awful lot.
In your menchies.
In my menchies for like 3 months or so.
Yeah, he was all over your Twitter for a little while.
Yeah, it all started, I don't even remember what Martin Shkreli tweeted. That's how long ago this was. He was still a free man. And I posted something snide to him, and Adam just went straight to bat for Mr. Shkreli and never really let up. And I'm sure folks remember, he wrote a rap song about me, which he deleted, unfortunately, and he says he doesn't have a copy of it anymore. He called me a pedophile, made a video of a house he said he lived in, probably terrifying the actual residents. What else did he do? He lied about his car. He taunted me with his wife's ass. He called me all kinds of homophobic names. All of this is to say that he has a special place in my heart because he was a very persistent, weird person, and I really respect that. And as time went on, he started to get more and more annoying. I really wanted to own him, and my good friend Sarah Morrison and I, it was actually Sarah's work. She went through a bunch of court records in his home state, and after he had been telling me all this shit about how much richer he is than me, how I'm such a piece of shit, like how he could have any woman he wants and I'm a fat loser, turns out the dude has been taking a small claims court like 8 times for shit as... That's my cat going to the litter box. I'm sorry. That is a weird noise that is definitely getting picked up. Anyway.
That's okay.
So it turned out that he wasn't rich at all, but in fact, like, incredibly, stupidly poor a little bit. And he blocked me.
That's okay.
Look, I was really poor at the time, too. I mean, I'm not trying to say that that's bad necessarily.
You're still poor.
Yeah, I'm still poor, actually. But even that, I was like unemployed back then, so I certainly had no grounds to, I don't know, brag about my wealth. So I didn't do that to people. I berated them for other things. Anyway, Adam blocked me, and we haven't talked since. And Michael and I were trying to figure out a great idea for this wonderful podcast that we do. And I said, why don't I reach out to Adam at the very last minute and see what he's up to? What's Adam doing? And
what is he doing?
I haven't really talked to him that much. It looks like this is probably him on the call in queue, so maybe we should just bring him on now.
You want to just bring him on?
Let's just bring him on.
All right.
Ready to be reunited with my brother here. Adam, is that you?
Chris?
Oh, I guess that's not Adam at all.
This is not Adam. This is Anna. I've been waiting for this. Put me on hold.
Yeah, all right. Let's put Anna on hold. Yeah,
back to the queue with you.
What?
Uh-oh. It looks like there's a kink in the plan now.
Adam. He says, it's a robot voice. I wanted to talk to you. Let me know when you want to talk. Adam, do you not know what, like, hold is?
It's a robot voice?
Told you to call at the beginning of the episode.
Why don't you give him the more direct number than the robot voice?
Yo, Adam is backing out.
Wow, now we're fucked.
He's apparently thrown by the robot voice. He's like, it wasn't you. It was a robot asking my name. Like,
yeah,
guy, it's
yeah,
a...
that's the call.
We're not at, like, you know, WBZ over here. It's two guys. We have an auto answering system. Wow, he's back. He completely backed out. I'm giving him my personal phone number.
Oh, you want to put it on speakerphone? Then he can't hear anybody calling in, though.
Well, no, I'm gonna try to reason with him.
You reason with total reason.
I'm gonna try to reason, because this is unacceptable.
Hmm.
We have so many people excited. He has no idea what he's doing. He says it doesn't feel right. Is he like, what is he, fucking Kanye West? Doesn't feel right?
Hmm.
Come on. Get on the pod, Adam. Get on.
Well, this is good content.
I can't believe Adam is fucking us. I can't believe Adam would do that.
He's fucking us pretty hard right now.
He's like, oh, it's a robot's voice. You know what I'm going to do?
You going to call him?
He added me on Facebook. I'm going to call him via Facebook Messenger now.
Oh.
Yeah, folks.
Technology.
That's right, baby.
You know, I did... I just want to say for the record, I did ask, What if he bails on us?
Yeah, you
did. I said, "What's our plan? What's our plan B?" And we both just shrugged and said,
Calling him on speakerphone right now.
All
right,
you have to tell him he's on the air. Oh no!
This is unbelievable.
I feel like though it is not totally unbelievable,
and in
I
fact, feel like, super predictable.
I feel like I could probably see this coming.
Of course he's fucking crazy enough to be like, oh, it's a robot, I don't trust it. Have you ever seen the Terminator? Yeah, hey Adam, it's Chris, the guy whose podcast you told you'd be on, and at the time you weren't like a huge pussy afraid of robots or something. Shit. So maybe give me a call back, stop fucking up my show, stop embarrassing yourself, and fucking get your act together, man. It's a goddamn disgrace. I'm a little miffed. I'm a little woof. Getting hot.
This is exactly what I expected, actually. I expected him to just fuck us.
The thing is he doesn't actually seem to be fucking us. He just seems to be actually completely stupid.
Okay, I'm willing to accept that.
Yeah, it shows that he's on Messenger.
Wow.
I'm flabbergasted at his behavior. This is just absolutely unacceptable, Adam.
Well, we're going to be editing all this out.
Yeah, tonight we're actually just going to end the podcast forever.
You know, I think that might not be a bad idea.
Ah, you little fucker, Adam. Oh, now the rivalry has been reignited. He has made a grave mistake tonight, actually.
Wow, so everybody, how's it going?
The dude's tweeting at me now.
Yeah, what's he saying?
I called, but it was a robot, not you. I wanted to talk, but the number you gave me doesn't have you on the other end. When you want to talk for real, I'll be ready.
Oh, no. Well, the feedback's coming in, Chris. Do you want to hear some of it?
I would, yeah, let's hear that.
Sarah says, this is a disgrace.
Everyone on Twitter, go to my page where Adam is saying that he tried to call me and tell him, Adam, grow up, be a man, give us the content that we deserve.
How do you want us to hear about your cats? Can we talk about your cats a little bit?
Well, I love my cats.
Yeah, they're nice. They're very good cats.
They're a fun bunch.
So you have one black cat and and one tortoise shell cat, which is very pretty.
Yeah, it's very pretty.
So what are their names?
Rafa and Kremlin.
Okay.
Isn't that fun?
I think that is fun. Can you tell us a little bit about the origin of their names?
Well, Rafa is the name of a Palestinian city.
Mm-hmm.
And the Kremlin is that fucking thing in...
You're talking to the mic.
In Russia, that everyone likes.
Oh, yeah. Everyone loves the Kremlin. Sarah wants us to talk about the 29-pound cat from the Pasadena Humane Society. Wow, that is a big cat. He's a stray and desperate need of grooming. Wow.
That's really sad.
That's a big fat cat. That's got to be somebody. It can't be a stray. I mean, who's going to lose a 29-pound cat?
I don't know.
Jesus.
I'm so fucking mad.
So I just want to give everybody a preview of what this episode is going to look like when we edit it down. It's going to be the intro, Chris introducing Total Reason, and then the outro music and my retirement from podcasting, because I'm seriously quitting. If this doesn't work. I mean, maybe podcasting is not for me. I'm not good at it. I'm not good at anything.
Adam, I'm going to
please leave a message.
You know,
Adam, you little bitch. You better call the podcast, buddy boy, or whoop woohoo. There's gonna be trouble. Ooh, boy howdy, am I steamed. That'll show him, fucking prick.
I got a little heated myself.
So,
you know, this is one of the things I was considering, Chris, that perhaps he trolled us both. This is like the ultimate troll.
He was messaging me for fucking hours.
Long con, my friend.
No, it's not a con. He's not smart enough for it to be a con.
This is kind of like
fucking compliment this little bitch ass.
This is like a masterclass, though, in trolling.
He just wrote to me, God, this was too easy. Trolled. Have a great night. It was an honor to waste your time. And I'm still in my house with my girl, and she still has that awesome ass next to my head. And I'm still an alpha king. Love you, you cuck. It's nice we could be friends. Talk to you later.
That's it. I'm done podcasting. I'm done messing with anybody on Twitter. Now, we look like a couple of fucking
we
donkeys.
Got owned. We got a little owned.
A little? I think this is a lot.
I'm scrolling so much on my phone. I messaged him after 6 p.m. that night. So this was like 3 hours ago. So let's see here.
I gotta hand it to him.
Here's a good thing. I can be nice. Well, he's talking to me about how he's going to behave on the podcast, how we should do it.
Oh, my God.
I could be nice, and we can expose the fact that it was two trolls in an epic battle. Or we could play it up. Well, I'm good at acting, man, as you know. So if you think it would be awesome for me to be my character, I can. You know, like, this guy fucking rules.
Sarah's cracking me up. I'm sorry.
What's she saying?
Chris trying to act like he isn't owned. He is.
I said I was owned, all right? I take ownership of being owned.
See, the problem
completely
is...
owned.
The problem is, though, is that I'm collateral damage here.
I got owned
transitively through you. And that doesn't feel good.
You're right. I need to take responsibility for that.
It doesn't feel good.
No, it doesn't feel good. Adam.
The only way Chris could be more owned is if Total Reason bofa'd him too.
The thing is, though, it wasn't a con. He did call. Because he knows what happens when you call.
Wait, what airplane company? The airplane company bofa'd you?
Fuck you, Sarah. All right, why are you in the chat room, all right? Shut the why should you be...
Can I have an explanation?
Yeah, fucking American Airlines boofed me. They reverse boofed me. Everybody knows that.
I don't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
I'm finding his fucking home number.
Wow.
Oh, Adam, you are a massive little bitch.
Is he, though? Is he the bitch? I think we're the bitches. I think, if anything, he got people to listen. Listen to me owning Chris and his fucking idiot friend. Yeah. This is awesome.
Yeah.
The number you have reached has been disconnected.
Oh, he's a master. He's a goddamn master. This is
oh my god.
Oof, that was rough. This Awful Podcast is produced by me, Mike G, and Chris Caesar. We are at This Awful Pod on Twitter, and you can tell us what you think about us and our questionable life choices at 1-833-SOYBOYS. You can call anytime, day or night, whenever, any day of the week, at family holiday parties maybe, or funerals, weddings, bar mitzvahs, whatever. Music for this episode is from Sittin' Down Production, sittindown.bandcamp.com. Other music was provided by the Audio Network. That's it for now. See yous all next time.
Pretty bad, brother.